State officials are telling legislative candidates they're cautiously optimistic that the public campaign finance system will have enough money to get through Election Day. They've known for months the program could run out of money, but an effort to keep Clean Election Fund whole fell short during the legislative session. Steve Missler reports.
Maine voters approved the Clean Elections Act in 1996. It created a system in which candidates for state and some local offices can receive public money if they collect enough small-dollar donations. The system has proven popular, and last year Mainers voted to bolster it after it was weakened by two U.S. Supreme Court decisions. But the Maine Clean Election Program remains threatened by political and financial forces. State budget writers have repeatedly raided the fund to the tune of $12 million over the past 14 years. The legislature has repaid less than half of it, and this year, an effort to ensure that the program remains solvent through Election Day failed after Governor LePage vetoed an advance payment on next year's funding. Jonathan Wayne says,
"Well, we, the commission staff, think there's a good chance that there will be enough money in the Maine Clean Election Fund to fully fund candidates this year, but we can't be sure."
Wayne is the director of the Maine Ethics Commission, which administers the program for more than 200 clean election legislative candidates.
That's why we had gone to the legislature to ask for an advance on some revenue that we would otherwise receive after the election, just to be safe.
The opponents who blocked the advance funding include candidates, all Republicans, who will receive clean election money this year. Advocates of the program argued those same candidates are hypocrites for not voting to ensure that the program remains solvent. Callous Republican Joyce Maker is one of the clean election candidates who helped the governor block passage of the funding. Maker says she believes in the program, but thinks it gives candidates too much money. In fact, she says she's returned leftover funds after her previous campaigns. And, Maker says, she'll take her chances if the money she receives this year isn't enough.
$15,000 for a representative seat? That's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. We don't even have people that have wages of that amount of money.
Wayne says that if the program runs out of money, there could be a way for candidates to traditionally fund their campaigns. But even then, Wayne worries that Maine's first-in-the-nation public financing law will suffer a permanent black eye. For MPBN News, I'm Steve Missler.